imagination, those posers, yes. Every time we see them on Top of the Pops, they're always doing something weird with their bodies, aren't they? It's disgusting, I hear you cry. I agree, you know. It puts me off my dinner. And various things. Must have been nasty though, must I, no. Rather a good disco, but never mind. Even if you don't have to look at them. There's a dog barking here. There's a dog going to ravish me in a minute. Ugh. That's what I was saying. Even if you don't have to look at them, they do sound quite good. I'm sure this dog's going to attack me in a moment. It's the next record I play for Ali in Wavertree. It's All Right Now from the band called Free from 1970. It's also been re-released about a million times and been a big, big hit for them. It's great though. So if you're a smelly, I bet you like this one. Smellies indeed.
Then she stood in the street, smiling from her head to her foot. I said, hey, what is it? Oh, baby, maybe, maybe she's been meeting all the kids. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see them soon. Now don't you wait, go ahead, let's move. Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I fell asleep, don't go to bed. Don't you think that love can last?
Of all your heavy metal music, I do like that one quite a lot. I suppose it's in the top 20 of your favourite records, that, of all time. It's Free! 1970 it was originally released. And it's All Right Now. Take from the LP, The Story of Free. Yes, I'm not knowledgeable, you know, it's got all the LPs. That was for Ali. And she lives in Wavertree. I hope you can hear me today, Ali, coming out of your radio set nice and clear. Now, I'm just looking through the requests here. This one's going out for Janice Morris, the next one. Haven't had too much Japan on the programme so far. So this one will go up to Janice Morris. And she will appreciate some Japan music, I'm sure she will. The one only...
UK.
Also plays for Claire as well, who lives in Wallasey, so for Janice Morris in Grigsby, and Claire in Wallasey is Japan. All tomorrow's parties. It's lovely this, have a listen. Record that is. I suggest if you're listening, record company, that should be the next single from the LP Assemblage, Japan, and All Tomorrow's Parties. I'm not sure what album it's originally from, but I've got the original LP around here somewhere. But I can't be bothered looking for it. This letter says, dear Bishop, love of my life, yes, my little ray of sunshine, my little chucky egg with a sexy bum. Yes, with gorgeous legs as well. Please play me a record by Wham, or by the Cramps. Play it at about 12:30, it's over that now, but never mind. I think MFR is great, and I listen to it when I'm awake. Will you blow me a big sloppy kiss? if you want that. How's that? It's not too sloppy, was it? No, never mind. Get all slime over the mixer here to do that. And the microphone. And say hi to Jan, Jill, Sean, Carl, Lewis, Mickey, and looks like Smed or Smell. Can you send me a signed photo of your face and any other part of your body? Yes, can I have a look of your hair as well? I think she's into witchcraft, this one. Or even one of your shoelaces. Actually, it's an envelope, this is, which she's opened up. I'm not going to go to that, but never mind. How old are you really, she says. Well, I'm nearly 20, so there you go. And it says, phone me up if you can. Well, I can't phone you up, because I've got many, many pressing engagements, but I have written back to you. And it says, excuse the address in the back. Well, sure, I have written back to you, actually, Claire. So have you received me letter? All right. Right, this next record comes from David Bowie's LP, Aladdin Insane. And it's my favourite from that LP. This is Panic in Detroit. I remember a young Dave Simpson playing this on Merseyland Alternative Radio in the very, very early days. Great stuff, this. Meanwhile, this is Merseyside Free Radio, broadcasting to Merseyside on 241 metres this Sunday. And you're listening to Steve, that's Stephen Bishop, yes, I think that's my name, isn't it, yes. Don't keep reminding yourself, you know. We'll be right back. Jazz and Insane, the LP. That's Panic in Detroit from side one. I might as well play it for Paula Vansdell as well, of 20 Albert Road. Says, hi Steve, once again. Sorry to know that the station was temporarily closed last week. And it was great to hear Andy Davis and yourself on J1000 again. I have not heard of this station for years. What happened to it anyway? A long, long story, Paul. I had a confession to make. Last Sunday, I listened to another radio station. So say hello to everybody at that other radio station. And also to Roy Norrie, who I listened to last week as well. Also say a big hello to Steve, somebody of another radio station. You mentioned a lot of other radio stations here. Say hello to Dave L, Dave H, and Dave the Butcher of Lytham. And their girlfriends. There must be hundreds of them, he's got in brackets. Finally, please play something good on your programme or show. And say happy birthday to my sister. Say hi to hippies, Dave, Mick and Moggy. Peace, love and Hare Krishna, Paula Vansdell. I hope you appreciate that one there from David Berry. Or this next track from Asia. From the LP called Asia. And one of the first records I ever played on Mersey Side Free Radio when we first came on the air. This one is called Only Time Will Tell. And that's what we said in the beginning of Merseyside Free Radio. It seems it's been very successful. And because of that, we are expanding our broadcasting. So stand by for details in the near future. Okay. Card stickers are on the way, you know. So do wait a few weeks, and card stickers will be available. So we're getting all professional at the station. At last. That's Asia, anyway. Asia, from the LP called Asia, available on Geffen Records. Which is a division of CBS Records and Tapes. And that track's Only Time Will Tell. A little letter from Mr. P. Hoey. And this is my first letter to you. And he's got a competition absolutely right. But I'm holding open the competition for next week because there are some late entries. So he went to my competition a few weeks ago, and I'm sure he's a little bit mixed up at the moment. But we have had a lot of problems the last few weeks or so. Next week on the Pro, on the show, I shall be announcing the winner of the top five singles. So there are some entries coming in, so keep it open for one more week. And next week around 12:30, I shall be announcing the winner. So thanks Peter Howie for entering the competition. You might win, you know. But there are a few other people who got the answers right. I've got one of Kevin Hall's letters here. Lovely, this one lying around so Kitty sees it. You think I've been nicking his mail? It's from Paul Holmes, by the way. Says, hi, Kev. Well, I better hide that one. No, I'll leave it lying around. See, when he comes in this afternoon, he might play that. I'll stick it on the wall. If Lillian's listening in, talk to him. Some more Paul McCartney on the programme, or the show. I'm so getting so paranoid by saying programme all the time. People don't mind, do you? Do you? Oh, I didn't know you felt that way about that. Never mind. Once again, we go to the LP Venus and Mars for another excellent single of Paul McCartney's. And Wings, of course. This time he feels like letting go. Yes. Especially with Lillian, listening in talks to. Chocolate. No, it's a planet, isn't it? Yes. He's not totally thick, you know, Stephen Bishop. If you'd like to write me a letter for shouting obscenities, do drop me a line to number 3 Palm Grove at Clawton Birkenhead on Merseyside. The name, once again, Stephen Bishop. You won't forget that, will you? No, no, I don't think he will, actually. As another oldie on the programme, or the show, this is a love affair. Bring it all back, the good times. 1966.
Since you went away,
classic record, The Love Affair, and Bringing On Back the Good Times. That's a record that should settle your mind on a Sunday, should relax you, and bring back memories of nice long hot summers of the 1960s, which I don't remember, because I'm too young. Although sometimes I would like to have experienced some of these things in the 60s. Or maybe it's just all overrated. If you were from the 60s or you remember it, line and tell me what your feelings were in the 1960s. Is it overrated today or whatever? The address says number 3 Palm Grove. That's in Palm Trees, Clawton, Birkenhead on Merseyside. Or if you've got a particular golden oldie you never heard on the programme, or a show, drop me a line. The address once again, Stephen Bishop. Number 3 Palm Grove, Clawton, Birkenhead on Merseyside. That's a group that formed in the 60s and had a few hits, especially the instrumental Albatross. But then in late 70s, early 80s, they became quite popular again, didn't they? And this is all the populist ones. Populist ones? What's such a word called populist? Or whatever. It's from the LP called Rumours, and it's called Dreams. Stuttering Stephen Bishop indeed.
Wish I let this should play the way you feel. Listen carefully to the sound of the loneliness as the heartbeat of you need. Still remembering what you had and what you love.
lovely lead singer she is. Also, I quite like her. I forgot her name though. Just like me, isn't it? It's on the tip of my tongue and I can't remember what it is, am I? Fleetwood Mac from the LP Rumours. That's a nice late night lay back sound, that's. Dreams, yes. I quite like dreams, you know. Any interesting stories about dreams, do drop me a line. Clean ones only, please.
Dream Bishop in stereo music.
Yes, that was a very badly executed jingle, that was. Stephen Bishop on 241 for a Sunday. That's a track from the LP Manifesto. It's Roxy Music. Featuring, of course, Brian Ferry. And this is Dance Away.
Yesterday, well, it seemed so cool when I walked you home. Kiss the night. I said it's love, you said alright. It's funny how I could never cry until the night and you passed by.
Away, one of their biggest successes on the west side of the LP Manifesto, if you see what I mean. If you've got the LP yourself, you know what I'm talking about. What's happened to Roxy Music nowadays? They've never vanished into obscurity. A slow number next, coming from an LP called Duchess. Quite a few album tracks between now and two. This is from an LP, as I said, Duchess. It's Genesis. And scratch version, very scratch version, of Alone Again Tonight. It's lovely, this. Have a listen to it. If you're all by yourself, get a cup of coffee and cuddle with your teddy bear or something and have a listen to this one. On a Sunday, you're allowed to do it, you know. You work all week. Sundays are relaxing, so come on. Make use of this Sunday. Have a listen. We'll cuddle your teddy bear. This is the Phil Collins and Genesis. And Alone Again Tonight.
When no one cares, I'm a lonely man. I touch your face and I don't know why. I call your name, but you're going by. Yeah. Do I have no
hope you're not alone again tonight. Don't forget, it's MFR till 12 midnight tonight. So we'll keep you company. And if you'd like a special mention yourself this evening, then tune in between 8 o'clock and 10 and you'll be able to phone in and say hello to yourself and get a record play for you. After the phone lines are open between 8 o'clock and 10 tonight for requests and dedications. The phone number will be given out between 8 o'clock and 10. So it all makes sense, you know. So don't be all by yourself tonight. Stay tuned to Steve Bishop, Nick Catford, Andy Davis. The lads are here on 241 meters. Gotta keep the lads happy, you know. I'm playing this because I haven't got a new singer with me today. So I've Michael Jackson. The number one single. So I got another one for me. Don't stop till you get enough. Till you get enough. He's always got life in that lad, you know. I've been telling me to play Sabine today. I can't see why he's got any friends at all, actually. He's a baked bean today. Oh well. That's as good as his latest single, Billie Jean. Which I haven't got with me this morning, but I'll give it a spin between 8 and 10 this evening. That makes you feel good, a Michael Jackson record, I think. That's always many, many number one hit success LP. Off the wall. The best record comes from 1980. As a big hit for a band that would have given one a jam. Remember the Vapors? And Turning Japanese. No, I'm not turning Japanese. The title of the record. What a terrible link for a record. I'm going to give up, you know. I'm getting too old for this. Around.
picture, a virtual picture. I'd like to really not get over myself. I want a doctor to take a picture, so I can look at you from inside as well. He kept me turning up and turning down, I'm turning in, I'm turning red, I'm turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I'm ready to think so.
No sex, no drugs, no wine, no women, no fun, no sin, no you, no wonder it's dark. Everyone around me is a total stranger. Everyone avoids me like a cyclone ranger. Everyone.
That's why I'm turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so.
The Vapors, I never could stand them lead singer's face, you know. It used to remind me of a film I saw many, many years ago, a horror film called The Fly. And that guy's face, the lead singer, he almost used to remind me of that guy in The Fly. If you've never seen The Fly, you know what I'm talking about. That's in Japanese anyway. I know that I'm not turning Japanese, no. I don't know, they're quite nice people, Japanese people. He's our next door neighbour once, he was a Chinese person, or Japanese or whatever. It's very nice to meet he was. He used to always buy me an Easter egg, even though he didn't know me. Great guy he was. Anyway, there's the Electric Light Orchestra. And a much loved track by me, called Here's the News.
Standards already playing X Radio 1 jingles. Good afternoon from Merseyside Free Radio and also from my friend on the wireless. That's,
Well, hello, listeners. I am Wobbly's right-hand man.
Your in town, trying to drive me on the ground. And they have got the back of the wall. They need the car. Get them low, they know that's what they've done. And it's sure as the sun, we'll shine. I'm gonna get my share now.
You know, unemployment has gripped the nation. We're all fighting double-digit inflation. Children, please get that education, because the country needs more communication.
Rocker's Revenge and the Hard Day Come, a very depressed Andy for this Sunday afternoon, because Beth Lynch has lost a job on Coronation Street. But that's another story. Good afternoon. Thanks to Steve.
Oh, yeah.
2:30 past 2 o'clock, our first letter comes from Southgate Runcombe, 558 Rosham Grove. Dear Andy, could you please play a record for myself and also Deborah Holmes, my family, mum, dad, Brian, Paul, Susan, Shirley, and Auntie Nell and Uncle Paddy, Pamela Harris and Chris Guffer, Kenny Larkin, Carl Diane, Dean Corral, John Burge, Mark and John Doyle, Graham Lewis, Lee Gardner, and also Gavin of Clockface St. Helens. And anyone else who I've forgotten to mention, play Our House by Madness. Lots and lots of love, Deb Holmes of Runcombe. P.S. A picture will be most appreciated.
Wow!
Well, haven't got the 12-inch version. Listen, 12-inch versions are £2.25 a time, you know, Deb. Just for you, the 7-inch version of Madness, this is Our House. Good afternoon from Merseyside Free Radio, FM and AM with Andy.
She's a rest, the kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, you can't hang around.
Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our
street. Our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed.
Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our street.
Missing lots of
today's felt-infested programme, we shall be slagging Fred G of Coronation Street, suitably. Also, a superb competition which you must keep your ears open for. Yes, we want the best impression of Stuart Henry of Radio Luxembourg. That follows later on, Our House by Madness for Debbie. Got a letter from Jill of 52 Sorgo Road, Morton, Merseyside. Dear Andy, thought to drop you a line. Please play Hold the Line by Toto. Could you play this for my boyfriend Dave? And me mates, Caroline, Sandra, Lynn, Karen, Helen, Cheryl, and anyone else who goes to Behead Tech. By the way, I think it would be a good idea for you to have some heavy rock. Yes, so do 22 other people as well, Jill. Anyway, think MFR is great. So keep up the good work. Lots of love. From Sorgo, Massey, Morton in Merseyside.
Andy Davis.
For you and all Toto fans, and what a superb single Africa is as well. I got me way, it's there at number 2 this week. This is a previous single of theirs. It's from Toto 2 and it's called Hold the Line. fabulous band with a fabulous single, Toto, and that's Whole Alive. Well, after 2 years, I've got to say hello to my sister and her fella, that's Chris, who have found out I'm on pirate radio. Naughty radio. That's Lolly and Chris. That's an old swan. Hello. We've got a letter now from Ursula of 37 Westwood Road, Nocturne. It says, dear, lovely Andy. Or Morris, it says here. Well, will you ever forgive me? I didn't mean what I said in my letter to Steve. Honestly, please forgive me. I plead on my knees and I'm in very bad condition anyway. And it doesn't help. I promise I won't slag you again. If you forgive me, please will you play a record by Aisha for me? Can't stand them myself, but, well, I've got to play it for Louisa, whose birthday is today. And for myself, play some John Fox. Honestly, I really do feel bad about what I said about you, Andy. I didn't mean to slag your photograph. No, please, please join the millions. P.P.S. Andy, will you please blow a kiss for me over the air? Oh, yes, all right. Ursula, this is... all the other listeners, go away for a second. Ursula, this is for you.
Ursula, what lives on the lucky? Don't you dare ask my fella for a kiss.
For Andy or David.
Wind sounds with the wind sounds on radio. Win, win, win. Oops.
The wife just got her oar in. You lovely Ursula of Nocturne and Birkenhead. Here is a record for Louisa. This is Aisha and Stop That Feeling. Aisha for Ursula. Rhymes, doesn't it? It's 7:10 on Merseyside Free Radio, FM and AM. Past 2 o'clock on MFR, that was for Ursula, some Aisha from the album Aisha. And here comes the feeling. We've got a long letter now from somewhere in the wilds of Greasby, it says here, from Jenny Darlington and Ian Dale, soon to become Jenny and Ian, of a certain surname. Dear Wobbly, thought to drop you a line, how are you? Haven't seen you for yonks. Ian can no longer get into his jeans. They keep dropping off because he's lost weight. Congratulations, Ian. I listened to the radio last night in the bathroom while I washed my hair. Yes, definitely a show to wash your hair to. Only for about 15 minutes, so what's all this Andy Pandy, eh? And all this kissy Chrissy and young schoolies in their gym slips and navy blue knickers writing to you. It's an utter disgrace. It really is. I totally agree that Ice House should reach number one. It's a real record, even if it does sound like Roxy music. As I said, we've been doing discos for nearly a year now, although at the moment we're rebuilding the disco totally. We had a German disc jockey visit us the other day, and what a fiasco, I can tell you. Anyway, less the disco talk. Have you heard I lost my job? I was working for the Abbey National Building Society. And 2 days before my 19th birthday, well, I joined the 3 million club, the Dough. Now, me thinks that if you can't play the Ice House single, please play Kaja Goo Goo, because I fancied a lead singer somewhat wicked. I don't particularly think the singer is brilliant, though I think it's not bad, but oh well, I mean, besides Ian Dale, the lead singer in Kaja Goo Goo is dishy, he is gorgeous, he is the most wildest, most pathetic little squeaking prat I've ever seen. Oh, Nick Hayward of Haircut 100. Yes.